6:32, I call this meeting to order. This is the regularly scheduled monthly meeting for the Derby Housing Authority. It's June 6th, 2025, and it's, as I said, 6:32. I call the meeting to order, ask everyone to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I will call the roll. Bob Lucy?
Here.
Loretta Sexton?
Here.
Linda Fusco, I'm also present. We have a quorum, and we're good to start. Any additions, deletions, or corrections to the meeting? I have none for change.
None.
Okay. All right. Hearing none. Item 5 is public portion. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak?
Yes.
Is there? Okay, Joyce. Go ahead. I'm just going to go grab my dog so he can stop barking. Go ahead.
I just wanted to know what the update is on the testing.
Well, it's on the agenda. So when we get there, if it's all right with you, instead of skipping ahead, we're going to follow the agenda because we have invited guests, and Khalid will be able to give us an update when we get there.
Okay. I just had one other question about, it's on the agenda about smoking areas at CC Manor. I guess I'll find out later.
Correct, when we get there. Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Is there anyone else, third time, is there anyone else from the public wishing to speak? Hearing none, I'll move to approval of the minutes. Pam's been working on them. I will have them, some of them, for the next meeting. But for tonight, we have none. So we'll move on to old business number 7A. Maria from Imagineers, go right ahead, my friend.
Hi. Hello, everyone. So we've gotten the funding notice from HUD, and Derby is no longer in a shortfall position, which is great. So what that means is that we're going to get together with Mr. Graham here, and just figure out what the project-based units that are open in Steiger.
Okay.
And then also be able to issue vouchers, because when there's openings, the first folks that get kind of like the first dibs on the vouchers are project-based folks that have been there, that have been in the unit for 1 year. And there was a woman who had, this was a few months back, Linda. She was
okay.
Part of the meeting. So we're going to reach out to her as well to offer that voucher to her. From
Oh, Stein. Wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Other than that, there really isn't any news. We're still waiting for HUD to do the scoring for the Housing Authority's designation, kind of like their report card through CMAP. We submitted it. We submitted it in mid-May. So it's still kind of early, and but we're waiting on some other ones that we submitted in February. So we're hoping that, again, it'll be designated, the Housing Authority will be designated as a high performer.
That would be wonderful.
Yes.
Is some of the funding based on CMAP? Oh, I'm sorry, Bob, go ahead.
No, I just, thank you. And the financial, picture looks certainly brighter.
Yeah. For Derby, unfortunately, not for other housing authorities. We administer a total of 12 and these funding notices came out probably around May 10th or something like that. So we've done the analysis and there's some that the shortfall prevention team, like what happened to Derby last year, have already contacted us. And then we were proactive, and two other housing authorities we hadn't gotten notified from HUD. So we reached out to our HUD representative, and they this morning when I came in, there was a definite yes that it looks like these other two will be in a shortfall position. So that's five. Last year there were five, and it seems like maybe that's the magic number. But Derby is targeted to be in the red at the end of the year. So we're
wonderful.
Yep. Thank you, Marie.
Yes. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Do you remember where we were with CMAP last year? Do you remember our last score, our most recent score?
Yeah, that was a high performer. I can't remember. You know, there's like a total of 145 points. And Derby does not qualify for the five bonus points for expanding housing opportunities. It's not in that area. So I want to say it was a fairly large one. I'm not in the office, or else I would give you that information. But when I go back on Monday, I could get that information and send it to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Any other questions for Maria?
No, thanks.
No.
Yeah, good news.
It is, and we're grateful for all your hard work and support. We really are.
Well, we're fortunate to be working with all of you. So it's a great partnership. So we're grateful as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
So, anything else, Maria? Otherwise, I'll let you go.
Okay, sounds good. Have a great evening and a great rest of your weekend. Take care.
You as well. Thank you so much, Maria.
All right. You're welcome.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye. So we're on the update on radon/asbestos remediation at CC. Paula, do you have an update on that?
Yes, ma'am, I do. So we are on schedule with Connecticut Radon Solutions to have our mitigation systems put in. We are on the schedule for installation to begin June 24th and continue to the 26th. I was initially under the knowledge that we were just doing the four problem buildings, but we're going to, it sounds like the updated suggestion is every building, so that this issue is completely rectified when we do it this first time.
Okay. So can I ask, is there any, what's the word I want to use? Anything that's going to make this difficult for the residents? Are they going to do anything special?
They will have to clear out closet space for the systems to be installed. We're going to start doing phone blasts on Monday every week until it's time for them to start, putting the systems in. Because, like I said, I was giving out information that was incorrect previously, because we're going to do every building now instead of just the four problem sites.
Okay. And do we have an idea of cost?
They are working on that invoice for me. And then as soon as I get that, I will get that over to the commissioners.
Okay. Perfect. So, Ms. Palmer, I know that this is something uppermost on your mind. Do you have a question about that for COVID?
Well, how come they want to do all of them now?
Like I just said, we were going to do every building so that this issue is rectified 100% this time around. So it doesn't make sense to like do the four buildings that are bad, and then later down the line we have testing and it says that some other buildings are bad. So we're going to do everything at the same time and just completely close this chapter.
Which actually would make sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. What'd you say, Ms. Palmer? I'm sorry.
And what do they have to do? You say clear this closet space, and what else?
And
has
that's
to
it.
Be done.
And then they will take care of everything from there.
Well, I mean, do you have to get out and move all your stuff out, or what?
Nope, you just have to clear your closet space, like I stated.
And you don't have to move anything out of the way?
You just in the closet.
Now, is this for radon and asbestos, or what?
This is for radon.
So what about the asbestos issue, if there's one?
The asbestos issue is not a part of this because they are drilling through that.
So in other words, they don't have to get asbestos out, is that it?
That is correct.
Okay.
And then we can also have a follow-up conversation tomorrow if you'd like, Ms. Palmer, because I know this is one
mm-hmm.
of your concerns.
Right.
Bob or Loretta, do you have questions for Khalid on this?
No, it definitely makes sense to clear this issue for all buildings.
Yeah.
You know, under our
yes,
purview. And let's get it behind us.
That is definitely the goal here.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure. I mean, part of the reason that we started the testing was because we wanted to expand our Section 8 vouchers, and that will bring in a lot more money to the housing authority. So until this is rectified, we can't even go back and say, can you reconsider us? Can you come back out and take a look? If there's anything else that we need to do, we'll be glad to do it. This is a way to really open up everything that we get at Steiger, which are now Section 8 based, will come to us financially at CC Manor. And I hope eventually we can move over to Guardiano and do it there as well. So we kind of have to keep our minds focused on what the ultimate goal here is, and that is to maximize the amount of money that we can bring in, because there's lots of repairs. We know that people want windows and should have them, doors painted, doors replaced. We do it as we can. We sort of do it on an emergency basis, but it would be really amazing to be able to go to each unit and do a project, you know, do the windows for them.
Up. Agreed.
Right.
Yeah, it would be great to do that. So I think this is the best way for us to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions on that?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I have a question. May I speak, Linda?
Sure.
If I have carpeting in my room, I don't know if everybody has, does that mean if it goes into the closet, do they have to take that carpet out, or when they do this, or what?
You have carpeting
or
in your
the closet?
Closet
part? I think there is.
Wall to wall?
I guess so.
I'm not aware of any units with carpet in the closet, but you know, we'll have that conversation tomorrow, because we'll talk to them and wonder, I'll inquire with them if the carpet will be an issue for you.
Okay.
Okay.
We might just remove it.
Yeah, might be for the best.
Okay. All right. Update on the structural repairs at Guardiano Terrace. They're finished. I know that they asked whether or not we wanted them to close back up the steel pipes, and it was kind of a no-brainer. The sweat on the pipes that were covered by the wood panels helped with the corrosion, so it seems better to just leave it open. They gave us, I think it was a $4,600 rebate for not doing that work. Alex?
Yes, that is correct. They took some off the end there for us, and the beams look great. They suggest that we eventually take some of the casing off of some of the beams in the back, because it looks like some birds have begun nesting in there, and apparently bird byproducts and waste are super corrosive, which is, you know, great. So we're going to eventually go back and have those uncovered and refinished and painted. But yes, leaving them uncovered is going to preserve the life of the beams.
You know,
there were a lot of
pictures, and you're right. I mean, it was quite damaged. And over time, obviously. And I do happen to know this company. pretty well. And I know, Linda, you were pretty happy. Khaled, are you happy with their work?
Oh, it looks amazing over there.
All right. I mean it. So if there was any issue, just let me know and hopefully I can get it behind us. But they're a good company.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Absolutely. They were easy to work with, and they sent pictures. So, even I, who don't I don't have a lot of experience in this, I was able to see what they were talking about. Now, I mentioned to colleagues today, maybe if our guys, our maintenance guys, get some time, maybe we could just ask them to uncover these other pipes in the back that they're talking about and take a look at them. And if they need to be replaced, maybe down the road once the radon is done, we'll be able to do that as well.
Yeah,
That sounds like a
Paula,
good
did you
idea,
say that?
definitely.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm sure
Did
there's
you
a
say that you
problem.
had? I think, did you say that there were some residents who were complaining about the ones in the back?
No, it wasn't the residents. It was just something that
Okay.
when I walked the site with the construction guys that he was pointing out to me.
Okay. So, over the summer, when they get some free time, Khalid will talk about how many empty apartments we have. The numbers are coming down, thankfully. So when they have some free time, maybe we can ask them to just open up those other beams. Let's take a look at them. And if they need some kind of repair, we can bring it up at another meeting. We can take a vote, get a price on it, and see what we want to do with it. But it's a structural issue, so I think that it behooves us to take care of it.
Certainly priority.
Okay. Update on the roof repair at Steiger. Khalid?
The roof was done and completed. It was a patchwork job. They did, I think I may have mentioned this. They did mention that eventually we're going to need the whole thing done, but the part that was leaking down into the walkway has been repaired. And it looks good. There has been no more leaking in the hallway from the reported from the maintenance men, so that part's good so far.
Was
We've
this
had
at the
issues there in
community
the
room or was?
past, right, Linda?
Yes, we have. We
I
have
mean, it just
actually.
seems
So.
every year there's another leak somewhere.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He's like, you're gonna have to do this event, the whole thing
Yeah,
eventually, but
he's
the big
right.
problem is taken care of for now. So,
You're
like,
right.
I guess when we're done with some of these other major projects, we can get some funds together for that.
It's gonna
Yeah.
happen. It's gonna have
And
to,
this
yeah.
actually might affect Scott and Michael's presentation as well, but we'll be getting to them in a minute. If there's no other discussion, I'll go on to item number 8, new business. Don, are you on? Don
Oh yeah.
Montaneri? He
Yes,
is?
we're here. We are here. No.
Sorry.
Okay. Don, do you want to talk about the budget? Everybody has a copy. It Don and Keith?
Is Dawn on?
I don't see Dawn on, Linda.
Me either, Linda.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to skip that for a minute, and then we'll go down to B and we'll talk to Scott and Michael.
Awesome.
You all should have a copy of the flyer
Yes.
that he sent me.
Yep.
Okay, you got the one I sent like a couple hours ago?
No, I have the one you sent me a couple of days ago.
Well, I can share my screen, but I did email you a copy of the of like basically a combined presentation. But that's okay. I can just would you want me to share my screen to show everyone and then I can email it. You can check your email. You should have gotten a copy maybe an
Sure.
hour and a half ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I
Go
apologize. I
ahead.
was out on the road and I was wanted to get it to you beforehand. So
No worries.
I don't know if you want to just open that up and put it on the screen or I can do mine, whatever is easier for you guys.
If we can share, if you could share a screen, let us share a screen, then we could put the presentation up, no problem.
Oh, I think
Yeah,
I'm allowed to. Yeah.
honestly,
Okay.
You can
I'm
share. Here we go.
looking at my work emails and I don't see it at all.
Can you guys see that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There we go. Problem solved.
No.
There, okay, no problem.
Okay,
I'll
perfect.
resend it afterwards too to make sure you guys got a copy of it.
Okay, fine.
Sorry about that. Okay, so first of all, thank you so much for allowing us to present this evening. We appreciate it. We know you guys have limited time and you have a lot of issues you're dealing with, so we're respectful of that and thank you.
Thank
We
you.
are a specialist developer that are we're locally based. We're born and raised in Connecticut, so we're local people. We work with a very large investment group out of Washington, D.C. that acquires, owns, and operates solar arrays similar to this size, like not giant, utility scale, but like ones more in this category. And they have a pretty large portfolio of projects. We ourselves have developed over 40 megawatts of projects in Connecticut, mostly utility scale, and a variety of commercial, industrial, and some residential, like multifamily properties in the past. But our activity in the multifamily affordable housing space has been relatively limited because there were never, as you know very well, there were never really very attractive programs because they all required expenditure or debt or liens or things of that nature. So
Correct.
what we're representing is a zero cost solar solution for all properties where you would like to put it. In other words, we heard what you were saying about Stuttgart Terrace, so it could just be for the other two for now. But the basic idea is that the entire service or project is free of charge. Our investment group invests and builds and designs, engineers, and maintains the solar for a 20-year period. The program is called the Residential Renewable Energy Solutions Energy Program in Connecticut, and that is a feed-in tariff. So what, but what I mean by that and why that matters is that the electricity generated on the roofs that would come off the properties would go directly to the grid, and then the tenants would be registered to receive bill credits every quarter for 20 years, equally divided amongst all tenants. So it's, and then in addition to that, there's a lease payment that goes to each property. So the first page, just real quick, is just that's the total benefits of the bill credits that the tenants will receive and the lease payments over the 20-year period for both. So breaking that down, we would go to Lakeview Apartments first, as an example, and we have a proposed 135K system. That's just based on the preliminary analysis. The tenants will receive basically $13,024 or $355 a unit on average per year for 20 years. So those are direct bill credits from United Illuminating, right, is there. And the lease payments go would be the 26 2363 totaling 47,250. That's a lease payment paid to you for hosting the solar as an additional incentive, to do it. Now, the I won't go through the detail of every one, but I'll kind of quickly, that's for Stuttgart Terrace, and then the last one is it, do you call it CC Manor?
Yes.
TC
No.
Manor. Yep.
Okay, not Chichia. I thought because I'm Italian, I thought, okay, maybe it's
Nice
Chichia.
try.
Okay, I tried. So
You did.
this one is another example of the project. Obviously, it's a larger project at 209 kWDC suggested. So the amount of savings is just a function of how much solar we can fit on the roof. That's just in very basic terms. Again, there's lease payment and bill credits. These and the other thing too is that all three properties, because I understand they're all chaffer properties, we already have the technical and
One of them
legal.
is a HUD property.
Okay, no problem. We've
Stuttgart
done
Terrace
both.
is HUD.
Okay, so we've done both chaffa and HUD properties, and in the case of HUD, we've had the Council for HUD and chaffa separately approve the site lease agreements, which you'd have one site lease agreement for each property that just governs the economic terms and the rights of you and us so that it all complies with all of the chaffa guidelines. So this is just going back to the combined portfolio benefits. If you were to do all three, you just subtract Stuttgart if you're not doing it. But basically, it's almost a little, getting up to close to $1 million, 106 units if that's accurate. Pardon me if it's not. And about 400K of total
109.
proposed. 109. Okay, there you go. So it's a little lower per
Close.
custom per p customer. So yeah. So there's the total benefits. And just to reiterate, there's no debt, no liens, no power purchase agreements, no encumbrances of any type. And this was specifically designed to comply with chaffa HUD, USDA rural development, and naturally occurring affordable properties that might have limitations on them. So we, and to break it down, we did the site analysis, the steps, just if you, to help you understand, like, what, how does this work and what does one do? we would provide, if you said, okay, go ahead with two or three properties, we would provide leases for each property, one lease for each property. And then we would give it to your council. They would clean it. It's basically already approved by CHAFA and HUD. So you'd have ones that have already been kind of tweaked and should not require much time. Mm-hmm. And then once you're satisfied with the terms, and Mike can get into this in a little more detail, we execute the lease and we begin the development process. So Mike, do you want to pick it up from there and kind of wrap up?
Sure. Yeah. And Ted, thanks everyone for taking some time again. So a couple of things. One is that as these would be roof-based, you know, units, people ask, the typical questions people ask are, for example, do we know the roofs can handle the solar? We always do structural engineering, get a structural engineer report in advance. So there's no question about, you know, whether it can handle the solar or not. Another question that happens is, what happens if there's any types of damage or anything caused by, you know, if there's, you know, some kind of leak or whatever, we're 100% responsible for that. And so there shouldn't be any issue ever, but if there ever were, that it would be no question, we would take care of it. Another piece is that sometimes you'll have roof warranties, and we work with the roof warranty provider to make sure that we comply, because they usually have a process for complying with solar to make sure that's okay. So those are the things that we do, is a few of the many steps that we go through. A question we often get is, this sounds too easy, and so it sounds too good to be true, because obviously there's no obligation, there's no debt, there's no anything. But it's just, it was set up this way. You can, if you're really, really bored, you can go on the Eversource or United Illuminating website to look up the Residential Renewable Energy Solutions Program and look up Appendix G, which was set up specifically for affordable housing properties. This, it's basically set up so that it's almost like it's a deal between the investor and Eversource and UI to sell power. Mm-hmm. And then they're using those, and then they're giving, the side benefit is you get the credits and for the residents and the lease for the property. So they tried to make it as simple as possible. This is a collaboration between Eversource, UI, Department of Housing, CHAFA, HUD, Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, and a couple of PURA and a couple other organizations in the state. They've been working for the last 2 or 3 years to get this done. And the good thing is the program for this at the state level is definitely going to be the same till the end of the year. So that's good. Anything that gets started by the end of the year is fine. The bad news, or the timing news, is I don't know if anyone saw that they passed the big, beautiful bill in the House of Representatives at the federal level last month. That basically cuts out the solar tax credits, which help make this go starting in October, if that happens. We don't think or know, we don't know for sure if that's going to stick or not, but we do know that, you know, anything we get started before September 30th will definitely not have a problem and an issue. So I just wanted to flag that as a potential timing issue of just having to start before then, just in case you know, things do get canceled. But everything's in place. We have funds available, and we actually are doing Cinsabaugh Heights in Shelton, and also Helen DeVoe in Shelton, which is just 2 miles away. And we'll be starting those projects in the next like month and a half or so. And happy to answer questions that you guys have. And you know, we very much would love to help out if we could help out.
You know, I do have. Go ahead, Linda.
Go ahead, Bob.
Well, I do have a couple questions. Other than Shelton, what other communities have you been dealing with?
So like I said, we just got this program started the last few months because they just finalized it. But we're working with Brooklyn Housing Authority, which is out in Brooklyn, Connecticut, you know, right, farther out. We just signed up with them a few weeks ago, and we have worked with we're working with Shelton Housing Authority. And then we're working with a number of nonprofit housing groups like CIC, which is up in Danbury. We're doing a project up there, which is kind of similar to some of these. And then we're starting with a place called Nunawak, which is up in Newtown, in the next couple of weeks. We're getting started with them. So we're getting rolling, and we're working with about 20 or 30 other places that are in process of deciding, because a lot of people were sort of taking their time on this, but for the last few months, especially with the whole new administration in and people not really know what's going on. But now that this potential of the tax credit going away, people are kind of deciding to either do it or not do it because there may not be an opportunity after
Yeah.
September.
The also on the installer that we work with is called ISP, and we can send you their credentials. They're like the top installer, whatever, or one or two installers in the state. So we have a very good relationship with them because this program is very specific on the electrical engineering side. So we need like really expert installers that just to give you a little backup. And also we're dealing with like the East Windsor Housing Authority, the South Windsor Housing Authority, a couple other ones that around the state, Ledyard Housing Authority, we're in talks with. So we're definitely expanding. I think it just took a little while to get the program out there and in front of people so they could understand what it was.
In the
Sure.
in the CHAFA approved agreement, the 100% is in there in case there's any issues.
I'm sorry, could you the what was your what
The
do you mean by that?
CHAFA approved agreement that is the 100% in case if there's any issues, is that in the agreement or would we have to specify that in our own?
Oh no, we include that in our
All
lease
right.
agreement. And yeah, we actually CHAFA has a like a multi-page checklist that we use that they gave us to just make sure, like they've kind of gone the step of saying, if anybody's going to do solar, please make sure this is in your
Yeah.
lease. And then we just
Okay. We'll
took that
send it to
and
you.
made
We'll
sure it was
send it
in the
to you.
lease.
Yeah.
So that
That's
so they're kind
important.
of they also do an extra technical review in addition to the legal
Yeah.
review where they review to make sure that the plans look okay.
Right.
And so you do get a good backup there.
Thank you. My other, just lastly, the roofing issues at Steiger. Do we need to rectify that first? Because in a few years or a year, if we have to replace the
Yeah,
entire roof, that can be problematic.
yeah,
So
I think
what happened?
realistically, I think that's a very good point you bring up. I would say if it's 12 to 24 months away, and especially given that that's the smallest of the three, I would say waiting would probably be more prudent. We do have Mike, if you want to speak to the lease terms about if you need to repair, that we will cover the cost of moving and replacing
Yeah, two
like
things.
a
One,
portion, you know.
yeah, we deal with this all the time, right? So because everyone's in different stages of the roofs. If you just think, hey, this is something you're going to need to do the roof in the next year or two, then it probably makes sense to wait a little bit on that one. But alternatively, if you were going to replace roofs in 5 or 10 years, there was just a procedure that's actually the whole section of the lease that just says, okay, we'll take the equipment down. You just nobody there won't be any solar during that time, so nobody's going to get any revenues from it at that time. But then when you put it back in, it should be okay. A lot of these properties, it should only be a few weeks, or a month maximum for replacing the roof. The other thing, because I just had mentioned about the deadline, is while there's a have to having to get start of it's called start of construction deadline that's allegedly starting around September 30th, there's a project completion deadline, which is actually 2028. So there is a world where if you said, "Hey, let's sign up for the Steiger one for the program," we could actually get the project approved in the next few months, start the construction, which we just have to buy a certain amount of materials, and then basically put it aside for a year or two
Yeah,
until you go
which we
through. So
can do. That's not a
there is a
problem.
path
Yeah.
to do that if that if there's not an extension of the credits and such.
Thank you.
Sure.
When you went out there, did anybody look at the condition of the roofs? Because these were built in I would say in the 70s, and I've been on this housing authority probably 8 years, and Bob's very close to that. We have not replaced roofs anywhere, so I'm going to think that they're probably basically all about the same.
I would defer to you guys in
Yeah,
terms
I
of
did not go on the
this.
roofs. I have not been on the roofs yet, so
Okay.
myself. We
We
have software that we use to we can see pretty close, but to your point, we don't know the age of the roof or the remaining years of life, so that's a potential concern. Yeah, absolutely.
it does. I
for
mean,
sure.
there's a lot of situations where roofs get replaced and then the solar comes down, they put it back up,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that is due. That it's not that. It's just more like I said, if you're really close to a roof replacement, probably want to wait. If you think that it's got 5 more years or more, then it probably makes sense to you could go ahead and do the solar and just take it down whenever that repair happens.
Khalid, it was our guys who went and patched up the roof, or did you have a roofer out there?
We had our roofer do the roof.
Did he have?
And I know we're saying Steiger, but the roof that we patched up was actually the Lakeview apartments.
Okay. So, was it just the community room? Was it one of the apartments?
It was the back left side of the complex at Lakeview.
Okay. And did he make any comments about the condition, the general condition of the roof?
Yeah, that eventually the whole thing would have to be changed.
Okay. So, gentlemen, do you want to go, before we continue this, we can bounce you to next month. Do you want to go and take a look at the roof for us?
I mean,
or do you not do that?
So I guess our thought is we usually kind of look at it as, we first are looking to see if people want to go forward, assuming everything's okay, right? Because in addition to the roof, we also have to, we have checked the circuit, you know, the grid should be okay to interconnect to at the location, so that should be okay. But there's also structural engineering we have to do, like not just the condition of the actual shingles, but like, for example, how strong is the inside roof, you know, structure, and can it handle the size? So we're normally doing that process. If you guys said, hey, we'd like to go forward subject to getting a lease done that's satisfactory and subject to getting, to going through all those checks or whatever, there's no cost or to do that. And if it turns out that, we can just stick in the lease and say, if any of those things are an issue, we'll just cancel out. Because we won't really spend that much money other than just spending some time on it. But we could also take a look in the next couple of days as well.
Yeah,
we're just,
absolutely.
Our only concern is just timing in terms of just trying to make sure we can get done by that September time period. Because our issue is, if you said go today, we have to go do the electrical designs, which take a few weeks, then give it to United Illuminating for interconnection approval. That takes 2 months, or 1 to 2 months. So that puts us into September already. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're just thinking time-wise, that if there's really an issue where the roof doesn't work, we'll know that within the next week or two,
I think so. And then, so.
All right, commissioners, what do you think? Do you have any feedback here? Could we have them go take a look at the roof?
Yeah, that sounds interested? Like the prudent
yeah,
steps.
Yeah, that's a good
take.
Idea.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Do you have a roofer that you work with that we could talk to? Because that could help.
I could connect you with the people who did our little patchwork at Lakeview.
Yeah, that would be very helpful because that would give us a little more color on what's going on, there.
Awesome.
Does that roofer, are they familiar with the other buildings or just that one building?
I've only used them for this one building so far.
Okay, understood. You said for Lakeview, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
No, that'd be great. We'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do some more work and then we can report back to you as soon as we figure out what's going on. So that sounds like a very good plan.
Okay.
Thank you.
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Everybody in agreement with that? Do I have a motion to allow them to do that?
I'll make that motion, Linda.
I second it, Linda.
Second? Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. All right, gentlemen, if you would do that for us, that would be fabulous.
You got it. Okay.
Hey, Scott, could you please send a copy of the CHEF agreement to Khalid, and then he could get it out off
yes.
to Linda, and we can start taking a look at it.
We will absolutely we'll do that right away.
Sure. We'll send you the CHEF guidance, too, that goes with it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Thank
you
very
much. Yeah, thank you so much.
We'll follow up.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Take care. Thank you.
Is Dawn on yet?
I don't see her, Linda.
Okay. Well, she's not texting me that she's here. I'm just going to move on then. Update on personnel changes. So you all know that what's your name? Jen DeRoche left. He went over to City Hall, and Jessica Berrios has taken a position, has taken Jen's position. Jessica is on the Board of Alders. She was working, where was she working? She was working at the high school, I think. She was teaching at the high school.
Yeah, substitute teaching. Mm-hmm.
Right, and so she's got a position. She is expecting a baby in August, I believe.
Correct.
And she's going to be taking a short leave. So That's one issue. And then we have a temp who has come in to help out because COVID really needed it. And actually, he said to me the other day, I'm feeling a little bit more under control. I think I've got things together. COVID, I'll let you put your words into that instead of mine.
Sure, thank you. Yes, so Jessica and the temp, Shayla, have been working out excellently. We are on top of getting all of our leases and things done. And it's actually working out well because as they're training at the same time, like Linda said, when Jess takes her leave, we'll still have Shayla and we don't have to start over from scratch. And then we can decide from there when Jess returns if we're going to continue with the relationship with Shayla, maybe because we do have the open assistant position, and we could, if everything's going well, put her there so we don't have the CFS bill anymore. And then it's also not starting from scratch when Jess has to leave to, have her baby. So we're feeling really good here in the office these days. Our organization is on, and I'm happy with the team that we put together.
Linda, do you need a motion to approve the personnel changes?
I think so, yes. Because we really didn't have a chance to discuss it. I knew Jessica was going to be taking over Jen's, but I didn't know about the temporary until after the fact. So I think probably we should. You know, she came from the same agency that Diana came from. We all know that Diana was amazing. Khalid, you seem to be really happy with her.
Definitely.
Okay.
Well,
so let's take a motion and we'll follow it and see where it goes.
All right. Perfect. I'll make the motion that we approve the personnel changes as outlined.
Okay.
I second the motion. I second it.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion carries. So now we're down to discussion and possible action on smoking areas at CC Manor. All right, Khalid, this is you.
So, yeah, I'm not even 100% sure where this would go, but I was having discussions with the residents of CC Manor because I was getting some smoking complaints. They're technically not allowed to smoke on the porches. They have to be 50 feet away from a front door, which would bring them to the sidewalk or to the back parking lot. Mm-hmm. And some of our residents, of course, have mobility issues. They're older and things like that. So I was wondering if there was some way we could set up, it was actually suggested by one of the residents, for them to have a smoking area at CC. Like I said, I'm not sure where it would go. Maybe towards the back in that back parking lot, there's a little grassy area over there, but I just wanted to float that to you guys, the board, and see what you thought about that.
What is the lease say? Is there supposed to be no smoking on the grounds?
Yeah, 50 feet from the grounds. Yeah, so they can't smoke on their porch because you know how CC has the four units in a building. So some of the residents were, smoking on the porch, like technically outside of their unit, but still too close to other people's doors who have, when other people have like breathing conditions, it's really not fair for them to do that. So, but I also understood the grievance with them saying they didn't have anywhere to smoke, technically. So I was wondering what you guys thought about that.
I remember a few years ago when we were talking about changing the lease and putting no smoking in there, we met with somebody from CHOPPA, and they were saying that we would have to offer smoking cessation classes and patches and things like that. Because technically, they're not supposed to really be smoking much on the ground.
Yeah.
Correct.
Nowhere on the grounds, 50 feet away from any building is the rule in the lease.
Yep.
So if we give them a smoking area, then you know what's going to happen. They're just going to creep closer and closer and closer. That's my thought. If the lease says one thing, I think we need to support the lease.
Okay.
And maybe we can ask Autumn to work with us on some smoking cessation classes or patches or whatever. I mean, we can tell them they need to get a reasonable accommodation from their doctor. I don't know any doctor that's going to tell us that somebody with a breathing condition has permission to smoke.
I sure hope they wouldn't.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Bob and Loretta, what do
Yeah,
you think?
you know, it's in the lease.
Yeah, it
And
is.
I think
It's
eventually
in the lease,
people.
and there's people that do abide by the rules, and they walk up every day. And I think everybody should. I have a problem with Steiger, but I think everybody should follow the lease.
Yeah, and I think if it begins to be abused, then we're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it could be the threat of no smoking anywhere.
Correct.
But
Because
I
I
think
do
we need
think that if
to,
we,
we have to follow the lease.
agreed.
I absolutely agree. And I think, you know, if we really wanted to be tough about it, we could change it to say no smoking anywhere.
Correct.
Because I think that was the intent of the lease.
Yeah.
And if we offer the smoking cessation and we offer patches or whatever, you know, I'm sure we can get people to come down to work with Autumn to give classes, a series of classes. And if people continue to smoke, then you take it to the attorney and
Yeah.
have them leave.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I guess for now we have to follow the lease. If that's 50 feet, Khalid, and they don't really take advantage abuse the 50 feet rule, then we're okay. If they do, then we'll have to act on it.
To take action. Totally.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But we can still offer smoking cessations for people who
Sure.
want it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's
Definitely.
a good idea. Sure.
Yeah, that's a
Why
good
not?
idea.
Yeah.
We could call Chop and ask them. A few years ago, just before we moved, Chapa was offering, there was like an ex-police officer who was doing security, and he would walk around the grounds and he would check for the signage and things like that, and he would talk to some people, and he was willing to come down and meet with people who were feeling insecure about different things. There was also a social worker who had paperwork on smoking cessation classes. I think if we were to call up there and ask for some assistance, unless the funds were cut and they don't have them any longer, those people would be a really good resource.
Okay.
And I'm
Yes.
sure they don't charge.
Oh, I don't think so. No, not at all.
No.
I know the gentleman that came down to walk the grounds. He was really helpful, and there was no fee for that at all.
Let's see if they have that, but we'll stay with the 50 feet.
Okay.
Okay. So, Bob, you want to make that
Yep.
as a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we adhere to the lease of the smoking within 50 feet of the building.
I second it.
All right, discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, discussion and possible action regarding automatic doors at Lakeview Terrace, at Lakeview Elevator, I'm sorry.
It's okay. So yes, we have an electrician looking at an automatic door opener for a resident at a different site, and I have also been getting some questions about having automatic doors put in at Lakeview for their elevator system because, as we know, the laundry services are in the community room that are downstairs on the first floor. So for some of our less mobile and slower residents, to have that assistance would be very helpful, it sounds like, to them. So what I was thinking was, after we see if this first installation goes well, if we could get two more of those systems and have them put on the two doors at the Lakeview in the Lakeview elevator room, just for more ease of access for our residents.
Khalid, do you have any idea what they cost per unit with
They
installation?
are I believe they are about 200 a unit.
Oh, that
Let me pull
doesn't.
the, I can pull up the exact price right now, the one that we purchased for CC. Give me one second here. Okay, I have it here. Nope. It was 219 for the one unit. So we would need one for the upstairs, the first floor and the second floor. So about, $440.
That seems reasonable.
It does. Now, yeah. Did this person have a special exception or a medical exception?
The one that we are installing now does have a medical exception, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So I was just thinking, like, let's see how the installation goes. If there's no issues with it, then we could, you know, use the same electrician who would obviously already be familiar with the system and have those other two put in. But after we do get this first one done and make sure there's no hiccups, was my thought.
Okay.
All right.
So except for the Lakeview elevator, anybody who wants one on their door would need a medical exception, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to make that as a motion. Anybody asking for an electric door or an automatic door needs to have a medical note from their doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I make that in the form of a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. This discussion and possible action regarding suggested cookout in July for the residents.
Yeah, so as I was going around and getting the leases signed over the past couple of months, it seems like people are getting social again, and people are
starting to go to,
I know it's really good. It's fun to see, actually. People are going to more of Autumn's events at the other, I mean, Steiger never has a problem with community, but the other sites, is that people are becoming more social and going to events. So I was wondering if there was any way we could, you know, do like a grill rental and have some sort of Derby Housing Authority cookout. I don't even know what that would look like. It was just spitballing to see if that was something the board thought was a good idea, and then I could flesh out the I could flesh it out more as this month went on.
I think we did something like that. We might have done it per unit. Loretta, help me here with that. You live there.
No, that was done before I came. There was a cookout, they said, and it was at Osborndale.
Oh.
A big cookout for all three complexes, but that was years ago.
I think we should bring it back. We should bring it back.
But I have no, you know, I have no problem.
So can we get an estimate on cost?
Absolutely. I haven't done any work on it. I just had the idea and decided I would, you know, tell you guys that I had the idea, and then I would do the actual numbers and flesh out the idea fully.
Colin, let me
people
give you,
mobile?
Let me give you a suggestion, because we, and it might be problematic because it's July, but they might be in summer school. Emmett O'Brien, their home economics teacher was outstanding to work with.
Okay.
He did Thanksgiving meals for us in Ansonia, and he brought the, you know, the kids. It was, you know, but it's July. I'm not sure if they have summer school. So that, but I would give it a shot because it was inexpensive.
Perfect. We'll definitely reach out.
And they love things like that.
That sounds awesome. I have that written down. I will follow up with them.
And do they provide the food and we pay them? Is that the kind of thing?
I believe so, Linda, if I recall. But the young kids were outstanding, and he was on top of everything.
Do you know his name?
No. I don't even know if he's the same gentleman, but I know they try to get out in the community.
All right.
I'll certainly follow up with the school.
Maybe call the office. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Otherwise, let me know, and if I have to call a special meeting, because July will be here before you know it.
Yeah, I sure will.
All right. Any other discussion on that?
No.
Okay. Item number 8, discussion and possible action regarding raise in salary for Khalid, coming up on his 1-year anniversary. And he's also, so everybody else is asking about raises. Let's just put it out there. Junior and Willie have been asking for a long time. And I wish Dawn were here, because I really did want to say, if we want to do salaries, then how can we do that? You know, is there room to do that? I'll give you an example. So Willie's now making $28 an hour. He'd like $29. Junior's making $25. He'd like $26. Jessica has just started. She's not getting a raise. Khalid is at $58. He's asked for $65, but he knows that's negotiable.
Certainly. I shot high on purpose.
He did. So we started talking today when I went over to sign checks, Khalid and I, and I don't know the last time that Willie and Junior had evaluations. I'm going to think that it was under Zori. But one of the things that Khalid did that I think was brilliant was to put together a survey and send them to the residents and ask for feedback. And I looked at them. They're probably now, what, 3 or 4 months old?
Yeah, they're a little. I think they went out around February, so they're a little old.
Oh. So, they were about 50-50. The starting question, which I loved, was, do you know their name? So, that speaks to whether or not they're actually introducing themselves when they get to the door. You know, hi, I'm Willie. I'm from maintenance, and I'm here to take care of your XYZ. So, about 50% knew. Some people were very happy with their service. Some, not so much. So my suggestion is that maybe we ask Khalid to send a survey out again, kind of update it, and then work on a performance appraisal and really judge them, because I know, and I'm not going to single anybody out, but I know that there have been some performance issues, and there's been mm-hmm. at least some verbal counseling around those issues.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep in mind, too, that these are the first two full-time guys that we've ever had, maintenance guys, and they're being paid fairly well. Now, people need to be recognized. I get that. Again, I wish Dawn were here because I'd like to discuss that with her. But that's where my thinking, my train of thought goes with this. Gentlemen, not just gentlemen, but Loretta?
Yeah.
I absolutely agree, Lynn. We need some sort of performance evaluation. We need some criteria to approve any salary increase.
Right. Yes.
I agree. And we had made up an evaluation form. And I know that Dory and I did hers together. She did everybody else's. Some of them I hadn't even seen. But they deserve to have a performance appraisal. They need to know how they're doing. They need the feedback. And I think it's appropriate, at least for them, to get feedback from the residents, because they're the ones who deal with them.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what would you think about getting another survey and then sitting down together with Khalid and doing performance appraisals with them and then coming back to the next meeting or the next two meetings, however long it takes us to do that, and make an appropriate recommendation?
I could have another survey put out pretty soon.
That seems like a pretty good timeline.
Yeah. So, Cohen, when do you think you can get those out?
I could have them out next week. I'll have them printed off, because me and Autumn are getting together to get some other stuff done, and she's kind of like the foot soldier when it comes to handing out literature, like she does the newsletter and everything like that. So I could have it out by the end of next week.
Oh, great.
Okay, that's great. So we should have some results back by the next meeting, and then we can work
Definitely.
On the performance appraisal.
Yep.
Now, when it comes to Khalid, I'm just going to say I am thankful every single day that he shows up and he does
yes.
what he does. Because he walked into a mess. It kills me. I'm embarrassed to say it, but he walked into a mess and got much less support than maybe he could have. But I didn't have the skills to do it. And Zori certainly wasn't around. She left a bit abruptly. There was no training time there. What he's learned, he's pretty much learned on his own. And I think he's done a very good job. Again, does he deserve a performance appraisal and a rating? He does, absolutely. This is where I'm coming from with that. And again, a conversation with Dawn to say, hey, is there money in the budget? Because keep in mind, we have one more pilot to pay, $69,000, to be caught up. And something else. So our finance department keeps telling us that there's monies not being paid on the employee's medical. And what has been the norm here, going back to Ellen, is that the housing authority pays the medical insurance. What the employees were responsible for was dental, vision, and anything like Aflac, any kind of life insurance. They were responsible for that, but we paid for the medical. Now, I'm being told we haven't. Again, I don't know. I asked them to give me figures. I've been there for 16 months now, this was told to me when I walked in the door and people associated me with the housing authority. We need to get a handle on that. So there are things that we still owe out, and I don't want to promise people anything that we can't deliver. I think it's fabulous that we're getting all the money that HUD promised us and that we're not going to be short on anything. That's a godsend. But we still need to look at the bigger picture. And again, I am so sorry because I sent Dawn the email. I sent her the login. I sent her everything that she needed to get on tonight. What she said, well, we can talk about the budget. Let's just go back to the raises here for a minute. I think, you know, the people who need them, or maybe we need to discuss the maintenance men and Khalid. Khalid's been there a year. He's not had any raise yet. These guys have had a raise, but Bob, can you remember, Loretta, can you guys remember at all? I know that they had one under Zuri at some point.
I can't recall.
I can't either.
We look back at minutes. I'm sure we did. We definitely need to. Well, there's two issues. One, mm-hmm. we certainly need to have, to give Khalid what's due. But we need Dawn. But the other thing, Linda, why wouldn't that be in the expense side? Like pilot, we're responsible for medical insurance payments. Why isn't there pilot there?
I don't know. I really don't know, and I can't get anybody to answer for me what really the problem is. I mean, either these guys are paying in for their like their dental and their and it's not getting turned over to the state or what we pay for the medical is not getting turned over to the city so that the city can say, okay, here it is, and the city pay it. I don't know where the money's going. It seems like it's taken out. Khalid, you said there's a line item.
There is.
Yes, right? I see the dental and vision line items. Mm-hmm.
So it's there's just an insurance line item.
On the budget, it says medical dental.
I specifically called Ellen because Ellen knows everything, and she said to me, Linda, it was always that the housing authority paid the medical expenses. So that would say to me, then we should give it to the city. And if we're not giving it to the city, then we should have proof that we're giving it to the insurance company.
Right.
Right.
But I don't see that happen, and I don't know where it broke down. I mean, so it went from Ellen to Shayna to Missouri. Where it broke down, I don't really know.
And we started to go through all of the old files in this this file cabinet in the office too, just to try to find something, because that was never anything that was communicated to me. So, but I told Catherine, if she gives me a figure or tells me where to look, I'll make sure I crunch the numbers and cut a check and have you guys come sign it, but I just need some place to start.
Well, listen, I mean, this is not just you. This goes back.
So it seems like it.
So I don't have any idea how much we're looking at. I can tell you about the pilots because we were behind three. We've caught up on two. We have just one more to go.
Correct.
And I think we're probably able to pull it off in the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no idea where we are number-wise in terms of the medical.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like doesn't seem like anybody does.
No, but if money's being taken out, then where is it going? Who is it going to? Is it? It's clearly we're not showing a huge amount of money as an asset. That you know, mm-hmm. it's just sitting in our. I wish it was just sitting in our. In our pockets, and we could just hand it over, but it doesn't seem like it's there. It's got to be going to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a question that, you know, we need to follow up on. And
yep.
And I think Kyle is right. Maybe someone at City Hall can possibly point them in the right direction to start research.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can get to the bottom. Because I tell you, but we were kind of getting off topic because we need Dawn and able to give Colin a raise that he deserves.
Right.
So
yes,
we got to have her. So, you know, whether that's a special meeting, you know, a quick special meeting, once we get some numbers and then, you know, we can take care of that.
It seems to me, and what she basically said was that she didn't make a lot of changes because we have been doing so much better. So she left it pretty flat. I don't see anything that sticks out to me here as being too much. I mean, if you look at medical dental, that's at $39,000. Where is that money? But anyway.
That's a good question because, I mean, like I said, when I check the pay stubs, the only line we have is our so sorry, my brain just went blank. Is our vision dental? So I'm not sure where that even supposed to be going, or you know. So, I'll keep following up with Catherine, and hopefully somebody just points me in the right direction, and I'll try to figure it out.
I'm trying to deal with Brian Hall too. He's our finance director.
Okay.
So we'll work on that. What do you want to do about the budget? I skipped it over because I was hoping that she was just late. She's clearly not here. You want to hold it off until a special meeting?
We're going to have to approve the budget and follow up on the increase in salaries. We could do that at the same time with a quick special meeting.
Okay. So, yes. Do you want to not pass this budget tonight? You want to hold off to the special meeting?
Yes.
Until we.
I do.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. All right. So we'll make that in the form of a motion. We will not vote on this tonight. We won't vote on the raises tonight until we have a performance appraisal for everybody who's entitled to a raise. And we have a better handle on the budget. Do I have a second to that?
Second.
I second.
Yep.
Discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. I think we... Okay. So, Khalid, we're down to you. We did G and H in the same conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, subsidized housing coordinators report.
Sure. Good evening again. The financial report, we had another kind of expensive month because we're finishing up the work over at Guardiano at Lakeview Terrace. I think next month probably will be a little expensive as well because, like Linda said, we're going to have the try to finish up our pilot program payment, as well as when we get this invoice that I will forward you guys for this radon job that we have going on. So a couple of expensive months in a row, but nothing that's like egregious, nothing too out of the ordinary for major projects. I was actually kind of curious as to why every time I come on here and I have been telling you guys 9 vacancies every month, But it seems I printed out a move-in, move-out report, and for all six units that I have filled in the time I was here, a person has moved out. So that's what we're looking at. Our number is still nine at the moment. However, we do have three apartments ready to go. Somebody is in line to take the unit at 10 Steiger. We're just waiting on her paperwork to come back from Imagineers. We have two other units that are ready to go. We're moving through our list. I told Linda earlier today that it seems like we're moving through the list quickly because it's been frozen for a long time. So a lot of the people have either moved on to a more full care facility or have already been housed with another unit, with another housing authority, which is fine because we get to go through our list quickly. I'm working with the Connecticut Housing Authority website, as well as I have an inquiry out to Ramsey's on the procedure to reopen our list because since we're going through it, it's time to open it up again and start accepting more applications. What else do I have for you here? I have one other thing. I have a maintenance order report that I will be forwarding to you guys to show that I know it's taking a long time for the guys to turn these units over. I'm certainly aware of that as well. But they do get pulled away a lot. Not really saying that's a great excuse, but it is the reality of what's happening. I'll make sure you guys see all the work orders that are complete at this time. And I had one more paper. Where is it? Oh, my move in, move out report. So yes, that's all I have to say on that. I would also like to bring up, I know I mentioned it earlier, Autumn is doing a fantastic job as always. She's motivating people to come out to the events. We're getting more social as a housing authority. And I hope that within that, we can also kind of alleviate some of our residential disputes that we have if we're coming together as a community and hanging out and having a good time together. And we are also going back to putting together the, now that I have the extra hands and the, a little bit of free brainwaves. We're going back to putting together the monthly meeting packets. So we will have like a sort of rough draft of one that I'm going to have out for you guys for this one. And then in July, I'll have one for you all to review for the meeting, is my goal, and I'm going to stick to it.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions for Khalid? All right.
No.
I think that brings us to the end of our agenda.
Lovely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anything else anybody wants to discuss, revisit, or give me a motion to close the meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
I
Is there a
second it.
second?
Second.
Discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor? Aye.
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 All right. Thank you all
Colin,
so
I'll be
much. I
there in the
really appreciate
morning.
it.
Sounds
Awesome.
good.
I'll be waiting for you.
Okay, bud. Good night.
Thanks,
Take care.
everybody. Ms. Palmer, give
Good
me a call.
night.
We'll discuss it.
Night.
Bye-bye, Joyce.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.